Fitzy and Whipper.
On Nova.
God, this has been revealed. The number one relationship killer, guys. Believe it or not, it's not cheating. It is not cheating. I would argue when I tell you what the number one is, that cheating could have a higher impact than what it is.
Yeah,
anyway, maybe this has been written for a headline. It's
really
hard to tell.
Is it going to be hygiene or something? Is it hygiene related?
We'll go around the room. You think you would like to submit hygiene, says
something.
What would you like to go with?
Fashion, lack of fashion.
Oh, fashion, yeah. Fitz, what do you reckon gets in the way of a great relationship besides cheating?
Robbery?
Yeah, that can really... When you see your husband on Australia's Most Wanted, he's got a balaclava and a sawn-off shotgun, you kind of go, don't know if
that's a deal
me.
Breaker for me.
Yeah, Leno, anything, any thoughts there on what kills a relationship?
Don't have one.
The number one is...
A relationship or an answer?
No, don't either. So.
Oh, not having someone.
Yeah. That's a big killer.
Who was it that said marriage is the number one cause of divorce? Great line. The number one relationship killer.
Debatable.
The number one relationship killer is doing renovations, guys.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's doing a bit of home improvements.
Aren't you guys looking to do that?
We're doing a bit of that. Yeah, awesome. Going through it. Fighting already over what we think this thing should look like. Yeah. Fitz, you've done bathrooms earlier in the year, which took a while, didn't it? And you...
Well, I left that one up to BJ, and you know what? We just got someone to take it over. So we had someone to plan it for us, and they ran the whole thing. I stayed away from it as much as I could.
I know you've been doing your Pinterest page. I saw you taking photos of succulents the other day.
Yep. I killed my cactus, Sarah.
How, Fitzy? That is like impossible. That's why they give them to kids.
I watered it too much.
It's a succulent.
Oh, man.
You can do that. You can drown them.
No, but see, I reckon I put half a cup. Half a cup.
Yeah.
But people are saying, no, you only need a teaspoon.
Yeah, because they live in the desert. They don't get
they
any
don't
water.
Need water.
Well, they live Lesson in my learned. Bathroom. Well, it did live in my bathroom.
It's dead now.
Why would you have a cactus in your bathroom? This feels like a dangerous
thing.
Looks
beautiful.
How are you going with your hanging plants?
Yeah, the hanging plant is on fire.
Where does that go?
To the point where I'm going to have to cut it back at some stage.
It's having a good time.
It's just...
Where is it?
I speak to it every morning when I get it. Jump in there and when I have a shower at about 4:30, I just look at it. And
so
go,
the plant's in the shower?
Yeah, no, well, it's sort of just outside the shower.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I said to BJ, I said... Well, you know, there's a boring part of the bathroom here that you didn't pick up.
Yeah.
And is it okay if I zhuzh it up?
Oh, zhuzh.
Zhuzh. Yeah. Right. Don't hear that from 50
That's
much.
Why relationships die and when then, people start using words like zhuzh.
Yeah, my four other gay friends came around. We've got a television show and we zhuzhed it up. And then it was amazing.
Wow.
It really worked.
Because the thing with your renovation, Sarah, a lot of it, and I only know this because I had Gary saying, mate, you haven't got a circular saw I can borrow.
No,
you did a lot of DIY.
Yeah, no, we did, and that is very stressful as well. I was sort of 8 months pregnant and painting a fireplace with an oil-based paint,
which is a big roof.
The roof did fall in a bit. Oh. Yeah, that was fun. Thanks for bringing all my good memories up this morning. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
No,
do you know what's
for a fight?
Worse than renovations? Listening to somebody else talk about renovations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go chat to your succulent, mate.
Okay.
How's your cactus?
Tell us more about Juzi. I can't even say it.
This is a tough one. I'm going to throw it out there. 13, 24, 10. Have you ever fulfilled a dying person's wish?
Oh, God. Okay.
I know it's a tough one, but, you know, you do see it in the movies and stuff like that, usually in war. Mate, I'm going.
Yeah.
Look after my wife and kids. Take this ring and make sure you get it to her.
So true.
Ooh, dead.
Or there are always those really sweet ones that are on the news, whether you take someone to the beach for the last time.
Oh, that's right, the Ambos, remember?
Yeah, or have ice cream or whatever they really wanted to do.
Well, we sort of did that in a way for Dangy, didn't we? Like,
oh, okay, we didn't know he was going to die.
Well, Dangy, the shortest man in the world. I think he died a year later, but he always wanted to see the ocean.
He did. He wanted to touch the water.
Yeah, we put him on
personalized golf clubs.
We put him on a three fin thruster and threw him out at Bondi there.
He had a crack.
We lost him for about 3 hours.
That's right. Hoppo got him back.
He was washed back in.
You know,
he was washed back in, and
what a roller coaster.
Someone picked him up and said, "Mate, congrats on the baby." I said, "No, that's Dangy.
That's Dangy. Dangy." He'd never really see much because he was hidden from the rest of the world.
Because he was miniature?
No, because travelling circuses were trying to steal him
that's
for most of his
that's
life.
That's true. Well,
and then his minder was really naughty. Yeah. had the hotel bill.
This was the highlight.
His nephew, Dockler, brought him over here to look after him. Mm. And we found out that Dockler and the family sort of take advantage of him a little bit. And we'll remember when they left the hotel room and they drank all the mini bar. Yeah.
And watched and a few unsavoury channels.
Yeah, and Dockler. Yeah. And there was
quite a collection
three
of
zoo
stick
magazines.
Yep. Dockler had really gotten into the Australian way.
Hard
Dockler,
to reimburse.
Dockler, give me in the news. We've got the bill, Dockler. It's $3,500 and the network doesn't want to pay for it. You dirty little porn fiend.
Okay. Adult
material and Red Bull. That's all Dockler had the whole trip.
And the grog in the bar, mate.
He was jet-lagged,
through the minibar.
It was the first time he'd drank a Red Bull. Yeah. And next thing you know, Red Bull gives me wings. Yeah, bloke was flying everywhere.
Everywhere.
Would have been a tough return to reality when he got home, wouldn't it?
I mean, Dangy would have been a cheap date too. Just one quick shot and that's enough vodka for him forever. He doesn't need much, does he?
He ate fish for the first time as well.
He'd never had anything else besides milk and bread. And then
it was raw.
Fish.
God, he caught it down at Bondi and he ate it raw. But it was just amazing to watch.
Fish actually ate him. You've got it round the wrong way. Fish had him for brekkie.
Well, unfortunately, one of the local fishermen used him as bait there for a second. We had to take him back off the hook.
You can't do that. That's a human, mate. He might be small. Show some respect.
You two will be struck down.
And then we made a cake, remember? We had a cake made that was same height as him. And people went up and shook the hand of the cake.
Tried to cut his leg off, didn't
they? They did. Someone tried to eat him again. We said, no, guys, that's not the cake. We took him to the movies in a backpack, remember?
I'll have a slice of his arm. No, that is actually dangy. The cake's over here.
Shouldn't have put the candle on his head.
Oh, great memories. And you know what? He's probably looking down on us or looking up to us now.
Vincey and Whipper. Test.
And now it's time for Tom.
The overweight looking Russell Brand producer.
Time. Tom time. Like that? Ah, exactly like that, Tom.
Yeah,
well said,
Tom.
Good morning, Fitzy Whipper, Sarah de Groot.
Anyone else in the office the other day when Tom was talking to his mum, Rosemary, and put on a little baby voice, which I haven't really heard before.
Can you do it for us?
Which was awesome to hear.
Awesome.
Yes, mummy.
That's how you speak to Lisa. Not.
Welcome home, mummy.
My mum turned a lovely 78 years old the other day.
Happy birthday, mummy.
Happy birthday, Rosemary.
Yes.
Is that how you spoke to her?
78.
And you've always been Rosemary's baby, haven't you?
Well, very good. And what a wonderful movie that was.
Yep.
inspired by the Ivy family.
Yes, it was. Now, happy birthday, Rosemary.
Thank you so much, guys.
Let's move on. What do we got?
Do not mention my mum's veranda.
I thought you said Miranda.
No, I was talking about...
My hearing's really bad today.
Whipper's favourite character in Sex and the City.
That's what I thought.
No, I said veranda.
I'm trying to save you. Just go
quite
on.
Quite the veranda, mate. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The breast, yeah. All right. Let's get into it.
People's mums, really.
Oh, no. We've done enough boob gear on poor Christine on this show.
I'm just
handing the baton to Rosemary.
Is there ever enough boob gear on Christine?
Great question.
Who knows?
I mean, yeah, sure.
We'll edit it out of the podcast for my mum.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay,
mum.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining in. Three incriminating questions. The other answer is either Fitz or Whipper. Now, this morning you win gold class tickets and a tradies brekkie, which is either a meat pie, a custard tart, and a chocky milk. Well done.
It's Scotty Cam's tradies brekkie. It's awesome.
It is. And I welcome Scotty in Marsden Park. Good morning.
Hello, Scotty.
Yes.
There it is, mate. You know what to do, Scotty. He's got no friends.
Oh,
got
classic. Oh, come on.
No, you classic work site gear.
Scotty has done a mind blow. Well done, Scotty. You've won the gold class tickets.
What a pity. All right, question number one.
Hi, Bob.
You're very good. Thank you. Thanks, Scotty. Question number one. Who said, now this is either Fitz or Whipper, who said, quote, in the office yesterday, they said this, "You producers are my worker bees and I am the queen."
Awesome.
Who would say that?
Fitz or Whipper.
Yeah, it was. Well, that was, Scotty.
You're in a heated argument.
Lie. Argument from Quotey with Quote Face continued after 9 o'clock yesterday.
Because it was still
continuing today as Lucy and I smile pretending to like each other. Love you, Luce.
She does not love
Move
you,
on,
mate.
Tom, and save this.
Question number two. Oh, this was a real diva moment the other day that I witnessed. I'm sorry to share this with you all. Who jumped ahead of producer Lucy, Nikki, and Leno, who were in line at the office printer, and followed it up with the expression, "Tears for talent."
Tears for talent.
Jumped in front of three other people in the printing line and said, "Tears for talent." Fits your whipper.
Definitely someone who played AFL.
Good get.
It was me.
Good get.
Well done.
Sorry, guys. Good I had to get into the studio earlier to prepare.
P is for prepare.
All right, this one was sent through from Emmy on reception. We love Emmy, our receptionist.
Really?
Well, I'm glad you put those together, because if she was at reception, I'd have no idea what her job title would be.
Go ahead with your receptionist
okay,
story.
Okay, here we go. Zima. He tried to convince me that he could read Braille.
He did this.
He did this by sneakily looking at the sentences on the paper on my desk, then traced his finger along the piece of paper whilst holding eye contact.
That's not how Braille works.
And reciting the lines he had memorised. So who convinced Emmy on reception that he could read Braille?
I had the distinct displeasure of witnessing that interaction. It was upsetting to
but
the eye.
It looked good, didn't it? Like, I just memorised the page and then stood there dragging my hand over it, surprised by what I was feeling.
But it went for about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the thing. You made her stand there and watch you do it for 6 minutes.
Because I kept having to... I forgot what was on the page. Would have to distract her, look down again, and then continue
and
to feel the word.
And because she's so polite, she was engaging with you.
Yeah.
Thus making you think it was good gear.
I can read Braille, guys. There you go.
Who else is doing Braille at work? You know, well done, Will.
Well done, Scotty. You got the gold class tickets. Robertos De Niro, one of the greatest actors of all time, made a bit of money. Well, I mean, what is his other ventures, Tommy? I mean,
Nobu. Nobu.
Yeah. Nobu.
He's got a hotel, some hotel
stuff. A lot
of stuff.
Restaurants around the world, hasn't he?
And the Tribeca Film Festival he also owns as well.
And wasn't he part of whatever Packer did in Macau?
Yes.
Ah.
That's right.
Some sort of hotel share there.
Made a lot of money over the years. The Irishman's coming out, another Martin Scorsese film coming out very, very soon that he's in as well. You know what? Could probably put his feet up, Robert, but just keeps working.
Doesn't want to rest, mate.
Just keeps ploughing away, mate. Mm. And he doesn't need things like this to put him off.
Okay.
A personal assistant, Chase Robinson, is her name. She was employed back in 2008. She's being sued by Robert De Niro, Sarah, for, she's embezzled a little bit of money from the company.
Ah.
The other thing she's done as well is that she's used millions of Robert De Niro's frequent flyer points for her own personal trips. She rarely came into work. And the moments that she did come into work, Sarah, they've worked out in the office. When she was sitting there at the office, she was watching Netflix. So they went onto the Netflix account to see what she was seeing.
Yep.
She was watching astronomical amounts of the TV show Friends.
Oh, over and over again.
So in one weekend, she watched 50 episodes of the television sitcom Friends.
What a loser.
Get a life, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert De Niro's cool, I get it, but you don't have a life.
And obviously he went up to her and said, "Are you stealing from me?"
Oh, awesome.
Here we go.
Action.
Are you stealing from me? I don't see anybody else here. You stealing from me?
Do you know any other
so
lines?
Bad.
Do you know any other? I thought you were going
to
do it.
Well, okay. I can't wait for the new movie to come out.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Meet the Work Focker.
Tom likes it. You've got Tom's attention.
That was good.
I'm waiting on a friend's line now. I'm going to sit back and wait for you to deliver some of your best friends. You never saw it,
The only one I've got is...
Oh, yeah, the clap from the start.
That's really all
yeah.
I've got.
Could have gone with a how you doing.
Oh, how you doing?
Yeah.
I hate that.
50 yeah, episodes too. In one binge of Friends.
Yeah. Oh, makes me sad. This person clearly doesn't have a reason to get out and about. Friends is a good show, but you don't need to watch it like that. And frequent flyers, as if he needs them.
Yeah, as if he's on a commercial plane.
Come on, mate.
Second to that, I'd put my hand up and say I would have seen Gladiator 30 times. Quite proud of that. And do you know
times?
What I'd do as well? Before the streaming services were readily available, I would go and I'd see it, in a store, and I'd buy it on DVD. I'd buy three copies at the one time in case I lost one.
What?
Just to make sure that I had a backup. So at my place now, still wrapped in the plastic wrapping, I've got two copies of Gladiator ready to go in case of emergency.
All right, 13, 24, 10. Can you beat 30 times watching a movie? Snitchy works on the show. Snitchy sent an email this morning. Tell us the movie and how many times you've seen this one, Snitch.
The Matrix, and I've seen it at least 50 times.
That's
but it's probably a lot more than that. Like, I haven't been counting it.
Yeah, sure.
Because I just chuck it on when I get home sometimes.
Is there an anniversary coming up or something,
yes,
Snitch?
It's the 20th anniversary next week of The Matrix,
right.
And they're doing all these special screenings around Sydney, if anyone's interested.
just you, mate.
Looking for a date?
Yeah, well, my wife doesn't want to come with me.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. Who, and
are
I'm
you
going
to wear the long black leather jacket? Are you going to go as the coat?
I do have one in the cupboard, but I'm not sure if I'm going to wear it.
Are you nervous about The Matrix 4?
Yeah, were you excited?
No, I'm half and half, because it's only one half of the directing duo that made the first one.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows?
Snitchy, what about your favourite line from the movie? You got a favourite line?
Morpheus, probably.
Morpheus. Do it in his voice.
Which is Lauren Fishburne, is that right?
I'm not going to do it in his voice.
Go. You've got to try.
I didn't say it would be easy. I just said it would be the truth.
Snitchy. All right, well, if you can beat 50, you need to deliver a line as well.
Sabrina's given us a call from the Central Coast. What have you watched multiple times, Sabrina?
Hey, guys. I've watched Dirty Dancing 41 times.
Why Dirty Dancing?
It's my favourite movie. I've always loved it. And my sister, for my hen's night, actually booked out first class for all the girls, and they screened Dirty Dancing and wore just as the 80s. Yeah, it was really cool.
First class or gold class?
Either way.
I mean, it would have been expensive to hire out a whole plane.
Yeah, well, we had to have a minimum number of people.
Yeah, you missed it.
Stop making fun of her.
You missed it.
Sabrina, okay, this is it. Obviously, there's the famous line from Dirty Dancing. So, okay, brace yourself now. Get ready.
Here we go.
Quiet on set, please. And action.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
There it is. See it in first class. Thanks, Sabrina.
Isabella, how many times have you watched a movie?
The Hobbit. I've watched
it. I missed that. Go again, Isabella.
The Hobbit. I've watched it 40 times.
40 times. The Hobbit. Why
so
The Hobbit? What do you love about The Hobbit?
Oh, I love Bilbo.
Yeah,
sorry?
Bilbo Baggins.
Whips hasn't seen it, so he's quite shocked.
I didn't know where you were going.
You're going to have to dump Bilbo.
I had no idea where you were going, Isabella. I thought, no wonder you're watching it.
What are you laughing at?
Just the line.
You're a child, the group.
You're the child.
I know. Okay. Sophia, welcome to the show. Are you there? Sophia and Coogee.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa in Penrith. What movie have you watched multiple times, Lise?
I'm going to have to say I agree with Whipper, and I've gone Gladiator. More than 100 times, I'd say. More than 100 times. I started watching it. My obsession started when I was about 15.
Yep.
I think that I watched it every second Friday when I was at my mum's house.
Awesome.
So for like at least 4 years. So
all right.
I'm going to say more than 100.
We're going to need a line from the movie from you, Sophia. Okay. Your favourite line. Are we ready to go?
Okay, quiet on set.
And action.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Brother to the cruel ruler, Marcus Aurelius.
Oh,
husband to a murdered wife, father to a murdered son, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah.
She is really good.
Really well done. How many times have you watched a movie? We're up to 100 at the moment for Gladiator. Mm. No one can knock off 100.
All right. Wade and Guildford, welcome to the show. What movie have you watched over and over again?
Morning, guys. Mine was Top Gun when I was back in primary school. I used to watch that religiously every day. So, for a whole year. So
every day.
Did a math, 365 easily.
No way. You watched it every day without fail, Wade.
Every day. It was my favourite movie growing up.
Were you a Maverick man, Wade, or were you an ice man or a goose? Who was your favourite?
Definitely Maverick.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you, are you worried about the new Top Gun that's coming out? Do you think it's going to ruin the franchise?
I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. I feel as though it could because the sequels are never as good as the original. Yeah, but exactly. We'll have to see how it goes.
Well, exactly. I don't know. Grease 2 better than the original.
Oh, you're an idiot, Sarah.
Bad Boys 2 much better than Bad Boys 1.
Teen Wolf 2. Awesome film. Wade, did you make some changes to your life? Did you go and buy a leather jacket? Did you get the aviators?
I used to have not the leather jacket, but I did have a old work jacket of my father's, and I went out and got patches sewn on with Top Gun logo on the back. I got the little badges put on the arms as well to try and match what they had in the movie.
All right, Wade, we need a line from the film. Are you ready?
Quiet, please. Sarah, can you put Wade up? Sorry, plane going over the top. Sorry, guys.
Sound,
you okay? All right, quiet on set.
Clear.
And action.
I feel the need for speed.
Oh, lazy. Well, lazy.
Does anyone know any other line from that
more?
Film?
Oh, yeah, Wade's got one more.
On set.
Okay, here's the one that I never really understood as a kid, but now I do, and my dad used to say it often, was take me to bed or lose me forever.
Oh, I didn't know if that was a real
dad used to say that to you.
My dad used to say that to my mum.
They lost each other for a few hours in there, which was a bit weird.
Quite strange.
Poor Wade didn't have any food.
Wade got a sister.
Sophia from Coogee, how many times have you watched a movie?
I've seen Back to the Future, like 1, 2, and 3, almost 75 times.
Oh, okay. Geez, that's
huge commitment.
All three, the trilogy.
Mm. Yeah, like for a period of like 4 weeks, I just watched it one after the other, like non-stop.
Are you a Marty fan, or is there any other characters that really took your eyes off?
Marty and Doc, just number one.
Yeah, classic stuff. All right, okay. Sophia, prepare for your line. This is a big moment on the Fitz and Whipper show. Live across Sydney. Here we go. And action.
Are you Chicken McFly?
Okay.
Is that it?
No, mine was always... Mine was always... make like a tree and get out of here.
Get out of here.
Because he always got it wrong, Sarah. And I'm thinking, but because he was so dumb, he got it wrong. Because my boys are watching it at the moment as well, and they're like, Dad, isn't it make like a tree and leave?
Yep.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's why it's part of the joke.
Oh.
Classic.
Thanks,
quite on set.
Quite on set. Well, Bruce the Reagan's wanted in from a McCafe outside the studio there. Mate, you love a movie. We know that.
I do.
When
I was a kid, I used to watch Beauty and the Beast religiously.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. Like, can you imagine anything else that I would watch as a kid?
Which one?
The cartoon.
Which did you relate to more?
The character?
The Beauty or the Beast?
Gaston.
No, Lumiere.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. You would be great as him.
I would love... Lumiere is my dream role.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Are you ready to do this?
All right, here
I
we
can
go.
Sing a line for
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Now you're showing off. All right, here we go. Quiet on set.
Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test.
Oh, he's good.
Tie your napkin round your neck, cherie, and we'll provide the rest. Soup de jour, hot or cold. Where we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff, Sarah. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
Oh! Oh, all right, let's get another one for safety.
Well done, mate. We absolutely adore this man. Channel 7 sports reporter, and I tell you what, love getting him in. He's just got back a lifelong dream to go over and watch the Ashes and the Australian cricket team. He's back in our studio, Jimmy Wilson.
Hey! Oh, I'm back with the Muppets.
Huh?
How good. Mandapu and Waldorf, I've missed you guys.
I mean, for a trip like you've just had, how many lunches, how many dinners, how many beers?
Oh, here we go. Oh, man of the people.
Fair enough.
How was Italy? How was Italy, Bill Peach? How's the new series of Great Outdoors going, mate?
Really good. Coming soon to 7, which is terrific.
No, absolutely. No, it was great fun. I mean, it's... there's nothing like an Ashes series.
Oh, yeah. And so jealous.
It was, it was sort of a spur of the moment thing. It was just a once in a lifetime sort of thing.
Did Barthy love it?
No, mate, no, she's not.
Oh, she wasn't there.
She's not
there. Oh, okay.
Can we not go there?
So you just took yourself over there.
Well, you know what? I think Barthy was big supporter in saying, you should go and follow your dream and your passion.
Oh, yeah.
Is my nose growing? Anyway, we're going okay in the family court at the moment, Barthy. let's not go there. No, Barthy and I are great. And we're, no, it was just one of those moments where you sort of go, you have to pinch yourself to say how lucky are we? Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just, and as I said, there's nothing like an Ashes. I've worked on three of them, and I've covered done three tours, and to actually just go and watch, it was pretty special.
What's the Lord's Test is so, I mean, that's the one that everyone wants to go to. But the thing was, it looked like it was going to be rained out for the whole week, Jim. The first day, no play at all. Were there people freaking out that they're not going to get to see a ball?
Oh, it was a bit like that. But you sort of go into an Ashes in England knowing that the weather's so fickle.
Yeah. Yes.
It was. I'll tell you what, it was amazing. Day four with Smith. And with Steve Smith, sure. with everything that happened with Jofra Archer.
What a champion.
I mean, he's hit in the arm. That's when there were a few boos, which I thought was pretty distasteful and disrespectful. But then he's decked by... I'll tell you right now, when it happened, the silence when he was decked...
Scary.
It was bad. And I thought he was in all sorts of strife. And I think he's extremely lucky that it wasn't worse. Yeah. And I know he's missing the third test, but it could have been far, far worse than that.
You said to us as well it was hard for you because you were up at the bar. You weren't even there watching it. You were out.
Actually, I might have been having a PIMS at that stage. You might be right. You do know me, actually.
You do. You caught me.
I felt like Dave Allen.
Yeah. We were both
actually, probably
out.
Your audience would know Dave Allen, but I felt no. I actually was in the wrong demographic, Jim.
You're not on smooth, mate.
No, yeah, sorry, mate. I was getting a bit carried away. No, Dave Allen's not smooth, mate. Trust me. But no, it was great fun, and I'm back into it. Back in time for the finals.
Yep. Yeah.
And a huge horse racing season with the Everest and whatever else. So no, what else? What other cross promotion can I get? Oh, yeah. The Olympics is less than 12 months. So the Paralympics is a year to go on Saturday.
How great. Exciting! Well, there you go. Are you going over to cover the Olympics?
I'll be involved with our coverage. Yes. Awesome. But you never go and say what you're going to do on the coverage because you just never know.
Right. Okay.
It's great, like that television.
So you get over there and they just go, Jim, you're on badminton this afternoon.
That's right. You're on special projects. In fact, Jim, can you please head to the beach volleyball? Okay. I'm heading to the beach volleyball now, everyone.
I'm already here.
I was there a year ago. Yeah, I've been setting up camp actually on the beach for a while here in Tokyo.
No, but Jim, you are back for a very special event. Thank you very much coming all the way back from London because you are here for Headline Off up against Matty De Groot. We have the magnificent Channel 7 Network Sports Editor Jimmy Wilson in here. It's time for Headline Off, but before we do that, Matty De Groot, how the roads looking?
Sydney traffic, Nova 96.9.
Pick through Regentville, an accident northbound Mulgoyle Road, Jeanette Street. Two of the three lanes are shut as you head towards the M4 at Mascot. A multi-car accident, Mars Street before the International Terminal. West Pennant Hills, a smash. Pennant Hills Road near Hannah Street and Leichhardt, a breakdown in the right lane. Citybound Parramatta Road at West Street. Big W presents another Dad's Day gift idea. 40% off men's Bonds underwear and socks. While socks last, only at Big W. Offer in September 1. Exclusions apply.
Well, Matt DeGroote's job is to read out headlines.
Yeah.
He's not that great at it, but gets it right sometimes.
He looks like a complete creep.
Jim Wilson is about to rip out his spine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, metaphorically, with some headlines.
Jimmy, we give you a topical story. You've got to give us your best headline. We'll let Matty De Groot go first just to show you how it's done first up.
Correct answer.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
First
topic.
Story. Video of teenager completing six somersaults off a single trampoline bounce goes viral. Video of a teenager, six somersaults on a single trampoline bounce. Give us your best headline.
This is Nova.
A spinning teen creates a scene with six somersaults on a trampoline.
That's good.
Wow.
That's strong a start. Strong
cute.
Start.
Very start. Strong. Cute.
Right. Pressure's on.
Very cute.
Wow. Throwing down the gauntlet.
All right.
Come on, Jimmy.
You've got this, Jim.
Good luck.
Waiting for the sting.
Yeah. Is Nova.
That's the sting, Jim. A giant jump on a trampoline causes a scream, but if it was Whipper, it'd burst at the seams.
Oh!
Boom.
Personal one.
Not a headline off unless there's a Whipper sledge.
Oh, wow, that's cute. Yeah. Cute as well.
I mean, I do love an attack on Whipley, but De Groot, yours was...
Oh, jeez. Yes. Whoa, okay.
He never wins.
I know. Early.
This is going
just
beautifully.
Just a start. You're okay, Jim.
All right, Jim.
I'm as shocked as you, Jimmy.
Go,
Jim, you can go first here. Second story. Aussie footballer gives up the game for a career in modelling.
Is Nova.
Good morning. Is he kicking five on debut or a model having a spew? Fitzy describes his job as a catwalk in the park.
Oh!
Catwalk in the park.
Yeah, Catwalk in the park.
I like that. Catwalk in the park. I like that.
Sarah. Very good.
All right. Like you, Sarah.
Here he is. Captain Stumbles.
Sarah.
Is Nova.
Failed footy player's desperate bid for fame going in front of the camera. Welcome to BB04! Big Brother 04! Fitzy was... That's crap because Jim DeWine...
Absolute stinker.
Surely I'm back in town.
As soon as he went there, I was like, I'm in trouble.
Surely I'm back in town, people.
He certainly won a piece now.
Oh, DeGroosh. He knew it. When he tries to sell it in himself and you don't know when the headline's ended.
It's when you smile because you're about to laugh because you think it's so good.
Got him.
No one's buying that.
Well, we won all... That was a pretty easy one, that one. Matty DeGroot, you're going first. Final one. This is to see who takes it out. Boat door falls on Ronda Rousey's hand and leaves her with a severed finger.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey has nearly lost a finger with a boat door. Give us your best headline.
This is Nova.
Ronda Rousey's finger still in better shape than her UFC career.
Oh, not bad.
That feels bitter.
Not bad.
It's true. You always start so well and finish really
bad. As if it was a failure. Sarah hasn't given an answer.
No, I haven't.
Jim hasn't gone.
Joff for Archer delivery, that one.
This is Nova.
What's the best thing about owning a boat? The day you buy it and the day it nearly chops your finger off.
That's
so
awesome.
Many factual flaws.
I mean,
in
he's
story.
Calling it.
No, I'm not calling it.
He's calling already. He's running around the studio. He's doing high kicks in the studio. Pumping his fist.
It's Brett Lee Chainsaw.
No pressure, Sarah.
How can you not pay that enthusiasm?
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
There it is. Jim Wilson.
Made sense to me.
So exciting.
Made
you did
sense
a high
to me.
Kick, for goodness sake. It's in tight slacks. Yeah,
just on my hamstring, everyone. It's going beautifully here.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
Love you, Jimmy. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
On your fits, on your whip.
Good on you, buddy.
Love your work, Sarah.
No
especially
worries.
Love your work now, Sarah. You're on a retainer with me forever, Sarah. Sarah's coming to the beach volleyball, ladies and gentlemen, in Tokyo.
Tommy, let me get this right. Did you lock this in tomorrow morning at 7:50? Friday morning, 7:50. The world hugging record. Is that when we're going to do it?
Lock it in. Let's
if
do
you
it.
Want hugs, you got it.
You got it. Okay, so yesterday we had a bit of a practice run. Really disappointing with the turnout, to be honest, mate.
A bit of recycling going on. I mean, to go through the minute that we did in the warm-up and the training, I mean, probably one... You got hugged three times. Yeah. Well, there weren't many people there, were there? Sarah's a bit upset she was injured on the day.
I'm more than just upset, because I said to you after the first trial run, Fitzy, you were a bit rough.
A bit aggressive.
You're very strong, so I got hit with a shoulder, a bit of a shoulder charge. And then, and then a fist of fury swung around and copped me right in the ovaries.
You should not send one into the ovaries.
Nah. Well, the problem that we had, because I said, Whip, you're in charge of getting everyone through.
Yeah, I was sort of ushering, wasn't I?
And I said to the employees, you've got to be just on the tail of the person in front of you. You've got to be quick. The thing is, Sarah, I couldn't get my arm in sometimes.
Yeah,
they were too close to each other.
What didn't help was Whipper pushing people into you, and he thought he was helping, but he's going, yes, one, two, and just shoving people.
Yeah, because what
people.
I was seeing, you're right, there was a backlog, Fitz, and people were, it was like the front of the train locking the brakes and then all the carriages going straight in. Yeah. And I was like, my God, we're going to have a pack up, and you won't be able to get your arms in between anybody here. So I had to work as the spacer. I was the spacer man.
Is that why you were so out of breath?
I was the spacer guy. I was exhausted by the end.
So here's a little bit. This is what happened yesterday when we went for a bit of a trial.
So everybody's got to be on the tail of the person
right
in front of you.
Right on the tail.
Hot on running in. The harder you come in, the better you are.
Court,
are we going to do this?
Guys, just come around again. Follow Court.
Yeah. Woo! Five, here we go. 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
That was it, M, that was great. Tom, get it. That is great. That is great. I'm feeling strong.
3, 2, 1.
Sounded a bit weird, didn't it? Like a party at Jeffrey Epstein's or something, or something like that.
I mean, it wasn't.
It definitely wasn't for the record. Never been into his place.
I tell you what, there's a lot of fine tuning to do. A lot of fine tuning.
Fitz, it's important that you realise as well that it's very intimidating, and Sarah, back me up here. When you're coming to your turn to hug, there is a giant, sweaty, very intense fits with arms and limbs coming all over the place.
I wasn't intimidated. Like, those arms are great.
No, sweaty. I don't think they were sweaty. You had your top off to group.
Wow,
yeah,
streamlined.
Okay, Jen's given us a call from Lilyfield. You've had quite the hugging experience, Jen.
I have, guys. But see, I know you're going for the title of Master Hugger, but you have competition. Years ago, I went to an ashram in India, and I went to a guru, and the guru, in fact, is called the Hugging Mother. And she will hug up to 30,000 people in one session, and one session can go for 20 hours.
Wow! Has she got any idea how many she's hugged overall, Jen?
32 million, I think. It's a huge number.
Wow.
And she does global tours.
The grass hugger. Can we please get her here, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that much time because I've got 24 hours to get...
Tom, we got Dangy here. Can we please get the mother hugger? Is that her name, Jim?
Yeah, mother hugger.
Imagine the flu that we'd get past.
Imagine,
hug thousands of people.
Don't touch hands.
The mother hugger meeting the hug muncher.
The hug muncher. Oh, you just have to think about it before you say it, don't you? Jen, that is amazing stuff. Thank you. Will in Bondi, welcome to the show. Now, you've got a world record when it comes to hugging. Is that right, Will?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've got a world record for the longest hug.
Oh, the longest hug. How long was it, Will?
Just for 36 hours, 36 minutes, 36 seconds.
36 hours and 36 minutes. Is that correct,
yeah.
Will?
Yeah. That's quite a long time to be hugging, to be honest. Maybe too long.
Was it just the one person? Could you swap the hug?
Just the one person, yeah. Just the one person.
How did you do a wee?
Well, you get little breaks, so it seems like it's a bit cheating. Some people say it's cheating, but that's the Guinness rules. You get a 5-minute break every hour.
Right.
So you do get to go from here somewhere else.
Will...
Difficult.
What was the toughest moment in that 30? Were there some tough moments in those 36 hours, Will?
There were a few, to be honest. Yeah, I think the worst was about 22 hours in.
What happened?
When he just kept talking, and I just really was, you know, getting to the point where I said, you know, it's game over. I need to escape. I need to get out of his arms, out of his embrace.
Did you attempt to sleep at all, Will, standing up, just
not,
with a head
not
on the shoulder?
To sleep.
Oh,
not
okay.
allowed to sleep.
Sure.
No, not allowed to sleep.
Will, would you, I mean, for somebody that does have a world record in hugging, would you like to come along tomorrow to witness possibly another hugging record being broken?
I would love to come along, and I'd love to be involved in the hug. I want another record.
All right.
You've got to do it.
All right.
From
Will.
One world record holder to a potential new one, I would love to have you there, Will. We'll see you in the morning.
Sounds amazing, guys. See
right.
you there.
So tell me everything in order, mate. Anything else we need to know? Okay. What are you going to wear, Fitz?
Is it weird, by the way, that Will has not included the guy that he hugged as the world record?
No.
Because he was in it for the exact same amount of time.
No, take it.
Nah,
climb it.
Okay, outfit. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just worried that it's not going to get here in time.
Okay. Is it quick?
Have we got an update, Tom?
It still hasn't arrived. It's very sporty. It's also very tight.
Yeah, and
flammable. We know it's not latex because you're allergic.
Yeah. Can I say it's slipstream as well? Because
yes.
Sarah...
Oh, is it Pamela Anderson's swimsuit?
To get that arm in between each person...
Yep.
I need just a no friction at all. I've got to get in there and get out.
So tell me, I reckon everybody else that's being hugged, they should be in morph suits.
We did have an injury yesterday, and I need to remind you guys, one of our new publicist, Amy, she almost broke her toe.
Shuffling.
Her shoe
really
came off and someone stepped on her foot.
Okay, so Sarah caught one in the ovaries and Amy lost a foot.
It's dangerous hugging.
She nearly knocked me out as well, so I won't talk about that. We've got to be careful because there's some employees here as well. Yeah.
The other thing that's why I almost suggested we should get people off the street because hugging an employee is different to hugging somebody. When you've chosen to put your hands on as many employees in 1 minute as possible. That's another record which Tommy currently holds.
I defend that every year at the Christmas party.
Well, after the practice yesterday, I did get a phone call from Matty De Groot saying, can I do it next? Now, over the years, we've stitched up my old man Mick Fitzgerald quite a few times, and I did it again yesterday. Went on the project last night and was lucky enough to talk about the Raise organisation. Sarah, we've spoken about this before, and we need volunteers. If you want to mentor young children, and we know how beneficial that is, if you can get to a child and lean on them and lend them your ear to hear their problems instead of it bottling up inside these kids, it's a beneficial and it's huge for their future. It means a lot. So if you'd like to volunteer, go to Letters to My Mentor. Now, this was an initiative that they've started.
Yep.
Where you had to write a letter to your mentor. I wrote one to Dad. They played it on the project last night. He didn't know that he was going to be going on there live until about 5 minutes to go, and he was freaking out.
All right.
So we played the letter. Dad then... It crossed to Dad in the audience. Pete Hellier sitting next to him, and he was freaking out. This is what happened.
What was that like to see your son? You've raised a good bloke there.
Very emotional, mate. Very, very emotional. I'm one of the old school that we kind of keep things in when we should be letting it out, and we're a little bit closer now, I think, after all that.
Yeah.
Very emotional.
He said he wanted to do that a bit more often. Are you up for that?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I haven't cried like that since the Crows got knocked off a couple of years.
What a sweetie your dad is.
Yeah, we both cried together over that. 2017, got flogged by Richmond.
It's the closest you've ever been.
No, it is. Go to letterstomymentor.com.au, and if you would like to help out, they would love for you to volunteer and become a mentor yourself.
All right, good work, buddy. Bit of an update on what's going on at my joint. I'm still becoming familiar with the new house since we moved in. There's a pool out the back, guys.
Oh, what, you found an extra quarters that you
could... No. Know what the rooms are, know what the secret... Oh, I found a secret room. It's one of those loft rooms, right?
It's called a rumpus room.
No. It's where you pull a latch and it's kind of in the ceiling.
Oh, a ladder in the roof.
Yeah.
They are deadly. Just be careful.
Ladder
those
in the
ladders
roof.
Swing down.
And it goes up to a room where there's nothing in it. It's carpeted, right? And you could hide away for as long as you wanted.
That's a bit creepy.
Found a collection of Picasso up there?
I spend most of my Friday nights up there. Drag the ladder up. No one knows I'm there. Just having a couple of beers by myself.
That's awesome. Mate, would love an invite.
It is a wild time. Anyway, pull out the back, and I don't know how to use it. It's got a filter in that.
And you jump in and go for a swim. That's what you usually do.
Don't know how to maintain it. Yeah, I get the part where you swim. Right, you don't swim on the side. You swim in the wet bit. And when we bought the house.
And then you got to dry yourself off after.
Oh, okay. Sure, and then you get on with your day. The lady who owned the house left a note. She said, here's the contact number for the pool maintenance bloke. His name's Taffy. Right. So
Taffy.
It's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taffy.
Anyway, so I said, Taffy, can you come around and have a look at the pool and show me how this thing works? I didn't even know if it was a salt pool or a chlorine pool. I didn't know anything.
Taste the water.
Hadn't thought about it.
So you did a bit of research before you bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, reading the contract would have pointed it out.
All the details.
One of those impulse buys.
Yeah, it's got one of those, it's got like a basket on the end of a stick and you get the leaves out with it.
Yeah, no, that's all pools. It doesn't matter the water.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, I said, how does this work? Talk me through it. And I said, do you know much about this pool? And he went, yeah, I've been fixing this pool for 12 years. He said, I built this pool. I said, you built the pool? And I went, yeah, that's what I do. I build pools. He said, you know what I like about this pool when I built it? I put two jets in that you can swim against. And then he said, you know what? You can water ski against the jets if you want. I said, you can water ski against the jets? And he went, yeah, Tom Cruise loved it.
Big call.
Whoa. And I said, Tom Cruise loved it? What are you talking about, Taffy? And he said, yeah, when Tom Cruise came here for Mission Impossible 2, he bought a house in Darling Point. Taffy put a pool in and put jets in the pool, and his kids would water ski in the pool against the jets.
But what
Tom Cruise, lovely man. Tom Cruise, love him, lovely man.
I've never seen vision of someone in a pool water ski.
Yeah. You would have water skis, right, and the rope would be tied to the fence. And then you would slowly pull yourself up as the jets came on.
Oh,
next thing you know, you're water skiing in a pool.
Go to YouTube. Are there videos of this?
This sounds like a challenge.
We should try it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to get a full-size human up, but you'll get a kid up.
I don't think you should offer up your kids.
Darling, if you're listening, tell Teddy's not going to school today. Go and buy some water skis. We're in the backyard. Tell Taffy I'll meet him at 11. We need to do this, Tom. Has anybody ever water skied in a pool?
It would be a great visual.
Can I be honest
Tom
with you,
Cruise.
Though? It's a pretty,
lovely man.
It'd be a pretty boring venture, wouldn't it? Like it's
no, if you loved water skiing.
No, but the reason why you water ski is because you're going along down the river. You know what
you
I
go
mean?
Side like to side.
You see the view. You're flying along. When you're just in a pool and you're not moving.
Oh, hang on. Tommy's got something.
It's been done before, but not like this. It's been done.
Oh, that's on a cable being pulled from one end of the pool to the other.
Yeah.
It's this is a load of crap.
So it's not quite what you've got.
Because you know those jets in the pool and you swim against them. So you don't go anywhere. It must do your head in.
Yes.
And you just, you're in your pool and you swim against it. It's
Isn't
a fitness,
that for, yeah,
it's training.
Fitness stuff.
Yeah. And you don't get close to the jets because they're too powerful. So that's there's enough power in them. There's two of them. They're 3 horsepower engines there. So I reckon if Ted's weighing in at sort of 18, 20
Again,
kilos.
You can't put your 4-year-old on skis. Can he even swim?
Not really. But I reckon if you've got enough flotation device on him, we could prop him up on even one of those training boards. You know, before you hit the 2 skis, you get that training.
Well, did Taffy fire it up for you yesterday? Why didn't you fire it up?
We did fire it up. We don't have any skis or anything like that. Isn't Mark Beretta a gun water skier?
Yeah, Mark Beretta in his early days was a champion water skier. Oh,
Beretta ever skied in a pool?
With Beretta.
which was on the back of his shirt. Well, let's get on to him. We'll do some more research. But I'll tell you what. Get Ted in the pool. Let's see if this is possible.
Lola in Drummoyne, what's the hidden feature that you have in your home, Lola?
So we have like this lift that goes from our garage to up to our kitchen, and it looks like a secret cupboard hidden into the wall.
Oh, is for plates and stuff?
Is it a bit dodgy, Lola, when you use it?
Yes, my brother got stuck in it once and Dad got really mad at him.
But it's not for people, is it, Lola?
Well, not really.
Oh, are you thinking of a dumbwaiter?
Yeah, dumbwaiter.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, Lola, that's pretty fancy.
That's
isn't it?
Not bad.
Convenient. Your bacon and eggs are on the way down.
Mm. Costa in Elwood, what's your hidden feature?
Well, look, guys, so, we have a kitchen that's connected to, like, our back, and it's like one long panel of cupboards. And at the end of our cupboard, it's actually 2 cupboards that lead into, like, a secret laundry and a toilet. What's... And you wouldn't know it's there because it blends in so well.
Oh, so what's in the secret laundry? Anything in there?
We have the medicine cupboard. We have sewing stuff. We have just really anything that a wog household would have, really.
Costa Lotta.
So if a robber came in, Costa, they would have no idea about that secret door.
Zero idea. Like, we play hide and seek sometimes when, like, the kids come over, and if they don't know that we have that, you should see the rounds that we have. Like, they're just trying to find us.
How old are you, Costa?
And they're like, 17.
Cool.
17 last week.
32.
Oh, great game.
This is great.
I'll tell you what, that's another topic you've hit on there too. 13, 24, 10, if you've got a panic room in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Another great topic.
It's a laundry, not
another
a panic room.
Another great topic.
Jimmy in French's Forest. What did you want to say, Jim?
Hey, lads, I've got a swim spa, and I put my kids on the jets that we've got in the swim spa with their boogie boards, and they actually wakeboard on the boogie board.
I think
Whip is onto something there.
God, this is awesome. And Jim, never been an injury. It's not dangerous, is it?
No, because we've actually got a little... It comes with a trapeze kind of thing where you sort of wrap it around your waist, and if the kids fall off, they just sort of... keep going along with the jets, but nuts, I think.
You hit the back wall at about 100 k's an hour.
With these jets that you get in the pool, can you get, is there injuries with those? Can people get sucked into them?
I don't think you get sucked into it. You could be blown off pretty quickly.
What?
I've just texted Barrett's. I said, sorry to bother you, quick question, River, is it possible to water ski on a pool against the jets of the pool? No reply yet.
No, because
he's busy with Koshy.
Maybe because he's on air, Tom.
Anything to move past that. All right.
Let's just trying to clean up your mess, Mr. Jeff.
Absolutely adore this man. You can catch him on Fox League every weekend during the week as well. One of the busiest men in NRL. It is the magnificent Mickey Ennis.
Mickey!
Oh,
guys, how are we going?
Mate, I was thinking of you last night for about an hour.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
About an hour when I was searching for my wedding ring. And I went, oh, God, I've done a Mick Ennis. I haven't gone to the Gold Coast for a big weekend, but I've lost my wedding ring.
Convenient.
I didn't lose it on the Gold Coast. I lost it on the golf course down in Sydney.
Sure, mate.
How do you lose a wedding ring on a golf course? You don't do anything with it, like, you know, just holding a club.
Yeah, well, I know, but it was getting stuck on the club, so I took it off and sat it in the cart, and then I drove off, and when I've gone around a corner, it slipped out. My wife found it. I've told her the story. She walked the golf course and found it.
Did she? And you didn't bother?
Well, that's where you got your story mixed up. That's when I had to fly to the Gold Coast that next morning to play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
But while she was looking for it, you're already at Northies without it on. That was the thing.
That's what concerns concerns me. Anyway, I've done a Mick Ennis. I've lost my wedding ring.
Hey, Mick. A lot of controversy in the NRL at the moment about the wrestling techniques of the Melbourne Storm. I mean, they're dominating. Everyone's trying to bring them down somehow. And they're saying that Cam Smith, he rubs at their ears. I mean, over the years, you would have given a few... these techniques have been going on forever, haven't they, Mick?
Oh, mate, in terms of Smithy, I mean, a lot of us little blokes have got to survive somehow, don't we? Some of these blokes, massive. There's no doubt Melbourne have been for so long so good at controlling the tackle, whether you deem that wrestling or whether you just deem it the modern game. It's been allowed to be what it is for such a long time. I don't like the... I think the outrage started when, you know, their front rower, Solomona, did... you know, a manoeuvre where he had a bloke by the neck and sort of pulled him down dangerously towards the ground, and the NRL ridiculously didn't charge him.
Yep.
And that started the outrage, and then all of a sudden, you know, the focus turned pretty quickly to Melbourne. But there's no doubt, every side's, you know, practising some sort of tackle control or wrestling. Some do it more than others. The Storm are obviously very good at it, but it's not the reason why they're on top of the competition either. You know, they're a very, very good footy side, and it's going to take a good side to beat them, like we saw on the weekend.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen out in the field? And we know Johnny Hapawadi for a while used a certain technique, but what's some of the things? Any squirrel grips or anything like that you've seen out in the field, Mick?
No, mate. I never saw anything.
Never amongst them.
There's plenty of things that go on the field, but.
Tell me,
mate. You've got to be careful, mate. There's TV cameras everywhere.
Exactly.
What's the number one thing, like for people that played against you, Mick, what was your number one thing that you'd start when you decided to be that player on the day and you were getting in blokes' ears? What would you say?
Oh, you know, did you just mention to them when they're not getting...
No, you've just gone away from the phone then, Mick.
No, I just said, you've just got to mention to them, you know, when things aren't going right. It's all about timing, Whipper, you know, you've made a career out of it.
getting it wrong.
All right, so, Mick, we've got a couple of rounds left before we get into the finals, and we need to fight. I mean, can anyone knock off the Melbourne Storm? This is what we need to know. I mean, they're going to be going in favourites, but can anyone knock them off?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we saw it with Canberra on the weekend. I mean, they're playing a, you know, really... controlling style of footy, where they just don't beat themselves. So you can't afford to, you know, to go up and make, you know, fundamental errors against them. But I think the top sides, you know, definitely the, we've seen Manly beat them now at home. We've seen the Raiders beat them at home, which is showing that, you know, at the back end of the year, there is still some vulnerabilities in the Storm.
And yep.
The Roosters have hit some great touch the last fortnight. So. Yeah, look, I think it's wide open, you know, and also, you know, the Dark Horse, you know, starting to make a move through the Eels, which is great for the game. I think it's great to see that the final series coming up is going to have some fresh sides in there and, you know, some feel-good stories, to be honest.
Mick, what about this? I want you to throw a couple of words of encouragement towards Fitzy because, you know, send a hero fax, if you will. Tomorrow, he attempts to break the record for the most hugs in one minute. The record stands at 87. We had a warm-up yesterday and we were close to the mark, but we weren't at the mark. And I suppose we need a bit of inspiration from somebody who's actually achieved something.
Ryan, sometimes in life, my friend, you got to take your moment. And tomorrow, you know, the champions rise to the top, you know, moment. And my friend, regardless of whether you have your gear on or not, it's time you lift and rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, your wife's been disappointed for so long. And this is your moment to break out of that and show her that you're actually worthwhile being married to, my friend.
Well said. It's not a special hugs record. Yeah. It's, no, and I will be fully clothed.
Yeah, he's the hug muncher.
What was your record? Most tackles in one game, Mick? Can you record?
I think I got into the 60s one day.
Wow, that's not bad. Not bad. All right.
What are you aiming for?
87 and a Japanese guy. And the only thing is, he was five foot two. That's the tough one, Mick. Yeah, and you know how long my arms are, the praying mantis.
That's great.
But the hug muncher is going for the record tomorrow morning. So tune in, Mick, if you can.
Yep. No worries. We'll do.
Love you, Mick. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
See you guys.
podcast.
You're right, who wants me? I put my hand up and said, I'll be the face of whatever campaign you're running, or if a business has got a promotion on, free of charge, I'm stepping up. Saying, use the big guy, and the suggestions are still coming through. We have not signed off on what I will be campaigning for.
Suggestions have sort of dried up now. So it looks like we're going to land at the captain. Captain Colonoscopy, but here was some we took yesterday.
MrRoses.com.
Oh, okay.
Delivering love.
I have my own PT business.
Oh, okay.
And if anyone needs to get into shape, let's face it. Come on, Whip.
Get around Smokey Sue's barbecue. Whipple, we know you love a good feed.
I've been teaching Greek dancing. We have a Greek dancing school here in Sydney.
We all know he loves food, so why doesn't he represent my own cake business and he get free cake for life?
Oh, g'day, guys. It's just Tatum from Gossip Private here for Captain Colonoscopy.
Oh, come on with that. Cha cha cha.
Smokey Sue's barbecue sounded all right.
Yeah, it does,
Greek dancing sounded all right too.
I know.
Are the Greeks known
I'd
for
love
dancing?
To throw
yeah,
a few plates
Zorba.
At you.
Zorba.
Okay, sure. Silly me. Mr. Roses. Oh God, I was handing out roses this morning before the show. How good did that go? Yeah.
No, that went down well when you picked your two favourite staff members and left the rest of us empty handed.
Wouldn't you go if you're Mr. Roses, you'd go Matty Agnew, wouldn't you? The Bachelor.
Yeah,
no,
he'd be the face you would think.
You'd go the big whip.
But today's the day because we need to sign off once and for all.
You know the reason I don't like flying is because I'm a control freak. And at this moment, I'm feeling like I'm about to get on a plane in a very windy condition.
Oh,
because I've lost...
We'd love to send you up in a Cessna.
Because I feel like I've lost control here.
Ah, oh, lost control.
Not a ding
would be more...
And that ties into Captain Colonoscopy, but I can see what you're doing because you're steering everything towards this final decision, which is now out of my hands. And up my bum.
What about, instead of calling you Captain Colonoscopy, why don't we call you Mr. Whiffy?
Sarah, did you see how her face lit up?
Anything.
Her face lit up she just found the greatest gift.
My eyebrows went up in, okay, maybe.
We've just discovered gold.
We combine to make people feel better about getting the check.
Yes.
You rock up in a huge ice cream van and you're Mr. Whiffy.
Okay.
Captain Colonoscopy and Mr. Whiffy handing out ice creams who are about to get there.
Right.
Just the camera going into the gates of hell.
Chalky soft serves.
No, you don't.
So we've given you a pledge. We think that for you to make this official, you need to tell all of Australia that you are signing on as the captain.
I actually have to sign this document, do I?
You got to put your thumb up and go, I am here.
Her?
Tom. Try and control yourself.
I'll read what
that's good says. Control.
No, yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, you didn't mean that. That would be a ding there, Leno.
Oh, sorry.
It's after the fart sound effect.
Tight.
No.
Okay. The document I've been handed with a signature required says, I hereby accept the honourable position bequeathed upon me.
Bequeathed, mate.
Bequeathed.
A different word.
Never
it's
heard
a different
of that
thing.
Word.
It's not what you said you don't want to have happen.
Who's that different, is it?
Just don't do it.
Bequeathed.
You know, yeah, bequeathed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bequeathed. Oh, don't Google that. Google images. Bequeathed upon me is Captain Colonoscopy representing the Gosford Private Hospital. As your captain, I promise to give this fearless role... a real crack, and I'm committed to diving headfirst into my duties. I now hand over all power and control to the team to navigate the very best way forward from the back. Bottoms up. Please sign. What's great about this too is a couple of suggested slogans for my campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you once again for the team who have said this. Suggestion number one. This is your captain poking.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Captain Colonoscopy, your health pooper hero.
Ooh,
not bad.
Pooper hero.
A captain you can trust. Let's have fun with your bum. Which feels misleading. I don't know whether to sign this or not.
Is there anyone in the team who would like to go first?
No.
That's where you play the sting, Leno. Is there anyone in the team who would like to go first?
Oh, you play the My Bum sting and then we all laugh at me because of my bum.
Is there anybody that would like to go first?
We've got...
My Bum!
Thank
diving head first into...
Tom.
This will all edit up fine, guys, to be honest.
Yeah, when we play it back on air, it should be seamless.
Tune in tomorrow to find out.
This will be fine. Carol, welcome to the show. I got a suggestion for a slogan, do you, Carol? That's good.
Yeah, morning, guys. Hi, Sarah. Morning, how Anna. About head down, bums up?
Yeah, oh,
that's good.
My bum.
Carol, wow. I love
my
that.
My bum.
It's spreading like wildfire.
I love heads down, bums up.
And I'm really loving
it. And my bum at the end. You've got to do my bum.
You're on repeat Carol. There, Carol. I understand where you're going
love
with
your
this.
Your passion, Carol.
We do love the
That's
slogan.
That's all right, guys. You like it?
Yeah, we do,
Carol.
Right.
Thanks, Carol. Up your bum.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Carol's that person you speak to who has to get the last word in.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're in up first. Check this in with us on Nova.